5 ways to avoid identity theft and holiday fraud on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by giving you 5 tips to avoid identity theft and holiday fraud this season. Yes, scammers are out in full force, and this is the best time of year for scammers because you are at your most benevolent and most charitable. We're in the holiday season, we're thinking about our families, we're thinking about those that are less fortunate. If we have resources this year that we may want to spread the wealth, well, that's great. We just want to make sure that we're making the right steps to protecting ourselves against basic fraud and identity theft at this time of year, because that'll be the first 2 things that'll help us avoid holiday scams, which is the third thing that we need to watch out for. So the first thing, right out of the gate, is just to be aware of all of your surroundings wherever you go. Look when you walk into a store. Are the exits clear? Are there nefarious looking characters standing around on your way in, on your way out, that may be following you, and you could become a victim of a pickpocket or some random type of holiday scam, which I'll share with you in a moment. So just always be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to who's near you at the checking account or the checkout stands. And there's a specific couple of tips today that I'm going to give you reasons why. So the first thing that you need to be aware of when it comes to paying for all of that great merchandise to avoid becoming a victim of some sort of identity theft or credit card fraud is to get and invest in one of these. It's an RFID signal blocking wallet. It has metal in it. And I just received a new credit card and it didn't have any numbers on front, which was curious. And it has this contactless payment system. And what it does is it broadcasts a signal. So this signal can be picked up by the different transceivers when you go to make your payments. And so you just wave your card over this device, just like you do any of your other smartphones and things, which we'll talk about in a moment. The challenge is it's always on. It's always emitting a signal. And scammers know this, and a simple bump of you innocuously walking down the street could actually transfer your sensitive data to this nefarious character. And so we want to be careful this year to watch out for all of these identity thieves and scammers that are out there with these devices. Additionally, because we are in this super technology mode and we have contactless payment systems becoming the norm, and we have smartphones, smart watches, and other smart devices that broadcast these signals, we want to make sure that on all of our technology, we have our NFC, which stands for near field communication, our Wi-Fi, and our Bluetooth signals off until the last possible moment when it is time for us to make our payment transaction. Only turn on these signals when you are at the terminal. And so it's just a simple couple of steps to push the button, wave your device over the machine, and boom. You want to make sure that you're not standing around in line either with these things on. Don't do it when you get to the cash register and you get in line, because there's data thieves all around and they could be standing right behind you, bumping you innocuously as they're horsing around, filling their cart with all kinds of nonsense. Then they conveniently, after they steal your data, are like, oh nuts, I forgot one thing, and then they take off, never to be seen again. And so this is something that you need to be paying attention to. In addition, these nefarious characters can also be stealing your plastic data as well. So when you're standing at the register, keep your identification and your cards in your handbag at all times, or in your pocket or wallet, wherever you carry them, but make sure you keep them covered until the last possible moment. Make sure they're easily accessible so you're not pissing off all the people in line behind you because you're taking a long time to dig for your stuff, but keep it covered. And the reason why is that joker right behind you that maybe looks like he's taking selfies or is having a video chat with somebody can actually be recording your data. So think about this. He could be taking photos of your identification as well as your card numbers. This is important, especially if they're filming. Now they're watching you sign your card slips. Now they have it all. They have your signature, they have their ID that they can take and spoof and replace with another photograph. So it looks like it's really you verifying information, and they can recreate another card and start shopping on your dime. And that would be the worst possible case in any scenario. And the reason why, and one other thing that we can do actually, so here's our sixth little bonus thrown in as we're talking about things today, is that you need to check your transaction records daily. Go online and look at your statements and specifically look at the accrued transactions that haven't processed for another statement cycle, because that's how you catch these folks that are committing fraud in your accounts. Just because you're not using your card doesn't mean someone else isn't. And that's why we have to be vigilant and we have to check, because these scammers and these fraudsters are out all over, especially the holiday season, because our guard is down. We're thinking of all of these things. And is Aunt Sue really making that sweet potato casserole like I asked her? Because we just got into a tiff the other day about something else. And so you're totally distracted. Kids are out of school. Kids are crazy, or they've got cabin fever or whatever's going on. You're going to be distracted at this time. And so we want to make sure that we're paying attention to things. And even if you're not shopping and making purchases, you should make sure that you're monitoring your transactions at all times. Here's a simple tool that we forget, and it's one of the easiest ways to avoid data theft, and that's keep your handbags zippered shut at all times. This is for you, Anne, specifically. Don't walk around with your handbags open so you can access your wallets easy, because if you can access it easily, guess who else can access it easily too? Fraudsters and data thieves. So we've got to be paying attention to these things. You know, if you were a man and you carry a wallet, or maybe you carry a money clip and you do in either your front or your back pockets, here's a simple little tip that'll help make you aware of somebody pickpocketing you if you happen to be a target. All you have to do is put a rubber band around in each direction and take that and put it in the front part of your pocket of your jeans, which will make it more difficult for folks to pickpocket you. If you have to, if it's wider and it's uncomfortable and it has to go in your back pocket, make sure that you've got that rubber banded really well. Because what will happen is when they do reach in to pull that wallet out, guess what's going to happen? That rubber band is going to start catching and pulling on the fabric in your pockets. And so it'll be a great little alert system for you to be like, hey, oh my gosh, what's going on back here? And you can take and avoid being pickpocketed and losing all of that great data. And finally, one more word about charitable organizations. If a charitable organization is legitimate, they will be happy to take your money later. So if you are bombarded at the stores or the malls or in parking lots, decline all charitable donation requests on the spot. And do it politely. You don't have to be a jerk about it, but make sure that you decline these all the time, because you never know. These organizations have sound-alike charities, and it might be one that you want to support, but the reality is they make these sound-alike things, and these fraudsters and scammers are out in force because, again, you're distracted, you're feeling benevolent and charitable, and you just want to pay things forward. And, oh, hey, you're in the holiday spirit. You've just done a ton of shopping. You saved a bunch of money. And so now you're thinking, well, I have extra money I can go ahead and give. Well, that's great. Just wait to do this as opposed to on the spot, because if it is a real charitable organization, they'll be happy to take your money again later, and it doesn't have to be right now. Another thing to consider, if you haven't already, to stop that impulse desire to give on the spot, is to create a charitable giving plan. This helps you confidently know that you are a charitable person, that you do have organizations and causes that are important to you, and that you're able to support them and stick to your budget, so you're not overwhelmed by a sense of guilt as they try to pry cash from you for their potentially worthy cause. So define the things that are important to you, the value systems that you hold, the things that mean something to you, and then do your research and select organizations that meet that criteria. And do this when you're relaxed, when you have time to be in your highest resource state. That way you'll be your most logical and most methodical and won't allow emotions or individuals trying to fleece you for a donation on the spot. And this way you accomplish two things. One, you do create a charitable giving plan. You are able to fulfill your desire to help others at a level that's financially responsible for you as you create financial freedom for yourself and your families. And it also helps support these legacies that are important to you in these other organizations. And the most important thing, it gives you the intestinal fortitude that you need to be able to easily deflect these requests with confidence, because you won't have that guilt feeling like, oh, I said I was going to give this year and I didn't. You won't have to deal with that anymore, because now you can give with confidence and know that these on-the-spot requests, yeah, they're not so much important. And you're able to decline those with confidence and not have any residual guilt feelings over those. And so that's it for this holiday season. I know you want to get to your Black Friday and holiday shopping, so I'm not going to stay in your hair anymore. If you want more tips on how to avoid identity theft, frauds, and scams, please visit my website dedicated to that mission in helping you avoid those things at moneycreditandyou.com. And for more great resources, tips, and information to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now with my biology-based approach to money management and success, just visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com, where you can find past episodes and all kinds of resources to help you achieve just that. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.